My next patient is Terry Davis. The last name is Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Terry is T-E-R-R-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white female that have a history of chronic kidney disease stage 3B. The patient has most likely nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. The kidney function has been stable. Latest laboratory workup that was done April the 6th shows a comprehensive, shows that the patient has a creatinine of 1.5 and an estimated GFR of 35. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, the potassium is 5. The patient has no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is very low. Since the last visit, the patient has lost 2 pounds. She continues to have edema in the lower extremities, and it's related to the fact that she drinks copious amounts of fluid. Period. She was emphasized about the low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, and avoid the processed food. We are recommending strongly a plant-based diet. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension today's reading is 125/78. Is under control. Following number, I think the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes is questionable. This patient has remained with the hemoglobin A1C always below 6%. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient is overweight. She has a BMI of 32. Following number, the patient has a elevation of the uric acid. She continues to take allopurinol 300 milligrams every day. Following number, she has osteoarthritis that is treated with Voltaren gel. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The patient takes 2,000 units on daily basis of vitamin D3. Following number, the patient has elevated PTH with a normal calcium. Perhaps it's associated to the chronic kidney disease. In general terms, the patient is doing well. We're going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.